This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, women and men, changing habits that no longer fit through menopause, midlife, and any other time that things get out of whack. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about addressing the causes of your weight struggle. It's about turning your struggle inside out so that you can truly experience ease and joy as you take great care of you. Because that's the crazy little secret that no one talks about. Because we think that weight loss is all about deprivation and about discipline. And people who are overweight are just lazy or have no self-control. Bollocks. Excuse my language. But it's just false. The truth is that if you're using discipline and deprivation to lose weight, let me take a wild guess. Let's see, you've tried many times and failed? You've lost weight only to gain more back? How close am I here? That's where I started. That's why I know. And I also know that there's a better way, an inside-out way. We could say it's about pleasure prioritization. How's that? In other words, it's about putting pleasure and enjoyment first. Can you believe it? Who knew? But it's true. If you're new to this show, I encourage you to listen through today's episode. And if you haven't done this already, go back to the beginning and listen to those early episodes where I teach the key foundational steps to becoming naturally slender. Yes, naturally slender. What I'm saying is that it's possible, even for people who are seriously overweight. I've had clients lose north of 140, 150 pounds. And if, like so many of us, the more that you've tried to lose weight, the more that you've gained, simply know that that's because you've been using techniques, solutions, supposed solutions, that actually make the problem worse. So let's toss those out, please. And you can start today by honoring your attempts, your positive intent, and forgiving yourself for your learning process that brought you here. I'm so glad you made it. Welcome. We begin each show by taking a few moments to drop inside and become present with our inner selves, with our authentic selves. I invite you today to sink down inside, deep down into your current experience, into this moment, the sanctuary of this moment. And the time that you have dedicated to you to listen for these 20 to 30 minutes. You can allow all of your other thoughts and cares of the day, your to-do list, your concerns, your fears, your stresses and anxieties, let them all just float away, float down like leaves falling from a tree, just blowing away with the wind. And as they do, you notice that here you are in this moment, having these experiences of breath. Feeling your breath go deep within your body, deep within your lungs, bringing nourishing, fresh oxygen to all of the cells from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, within and throughout. And with each exhalation, you release that much more stress. Relaxation comes in with the in-breath, and what's no longer needed is released with each out-breath. It's so natural to do. You've been doing it all of your life. And I invite you also to imagine that coming out from the base of your body, perhaps from the soles of your feet, are roots, a strong root system that goes and penetrates deep into the earth. It goes through the floor, through whatever levels are below you, touching the earth, making contact with the soil, and sinking down deeper and deeper, wider and wider. The tall, mighty redwoods that grow to hundreds and hundreds of feet tall and live for hundreds and hundreds of years, sometimes thousands of years, survive the wind and the rain and the storms and the earthquakes and the fires. Why? Because they have this wonderful root system. Their roots are intermingled with the roots of other trees, the trees in their grove, in their cathedral, if they happen to be part of a cathedral of redwoods. If you've never seen a cathedral of redwoods, I encourage you to check one out on the internet. They are an amazing circle of redwood trees. And standing inside a cathedral of redwoods is truly a sacred experience. Perhaps you'd like to imagine being there now as you feel your own root system connecting beneath the earth. And the light energy from the sun and from the sky coming in through the top of your head, all the way down, down your head and neck, into your heart space. As the root system and that stabilizing, balancing energy pulls up through the base of your body, up through your belly and in through your stomach, connecting with the light energy at the heart. And as these two energies meet, they begin to mix and mingle. And as they do, you feel your heart space opening, noticing what it feels like to have an open heart, an open and full heart, feeling stable and safe, feeling inspired and open. You can open your heart to the world. But perhaps you'd even like to start by opening your heart to yourself. And from your heart, an intention may emerge. An intention for today's episode, or perhaps for the week to come. Where might you like to be? What is your heart's desire for a week from today? Allow that intention to appear within your heart, and with your open heart, you send it out, releasing it through the love and the light. I love to think about the biggest stressor in my life or the biggest challenge that I happen to be facing, and then I love to ask myself the question, well, what would I like instead? Because it's so easy to get stuck back in the negative stuff, and we forget often to ask ourselves what we'd like instead. Oftentimes, simply asking that question and feeling and being and experiencing the answer, even if for the shortest moment, for a nanosecond, is enough to bring that, to set that intention, that reality into motion and to bring it into your life. Today, I want to spend a few moments before we go deep into our listener's question, just saying a few more things about last week's episode on menstrual mayhem, mindfulness, and weight loss. Many people, upon learning about the episode, commented to me that, what about menopause? How do you handle menopause? That's another big challenge that is unique to women. Only women get to enjoy that particular treat and delight. And let me mention that while I have helped many people who are either in or who have gone through menopause, I haven't gone through myself. So my comments, please bear that in mind as you listen to what I'm about to say. Menopause creates hormonal swings, and for many people, it can result in a weight gain. We can gain weight during that time of our lives. The body doesn't work the way that it used to, which makes me think about habits. It's interesting the way human beings are, because we create habits for reasons. Every habit that you might have at one point was not a habit. For example, brushing your teeth before you go to bed. I suspect that that's a habit. I hope that that's a habit that you have. It's a habit that I have. Now, I didn't always have that habit. When I was very little, I didn't know about brushing my teeth, and I would forget perhaps to brush my teeth as a very young child. And my parents would say to me, "You must brush your teeth." They would remind me, and eventually I got the idea and created the habit of brushing my teeth at the end of the day, brushing my teeth at the beginning of the day as well. So the habit was created for a reason, but at this point, and for a long time, it's been on autopilot. So many of our habits are like that. Now, if someday I learned that brushing my teeth the way I do is a bad idea, it would take a little doing for me to undo that habit because I'm so used to doing it. Think about when you drive a certain route to work in the morning or to school or wherever you might go, and you get into a habit of going that way again and again and again. Then if for some reason you have to change your route, you may forget and drive the other way for a while, take the turn in the wrong direction, the way that you're used to going. And over time, you'll retrain yourself and create a new habit. It takes a little doing, but is very doable. Well, eating is the same way, in that we create habits for eating. We get into a habit of eating perhaps the same thing for breakfast, or breakfast at the same time, or eating in the same way, or the same quantities. Many clients, when I take them through the Naturally Slender Eating Strategy, they'll say, "Well, what's your cue to eat?" And they'll say, "Well, the time on the clock, it's noon, so I better eat something." This is a habit. And those habits can work pretty well. If you have habits that correspond with you being a slim weight, you may not pay any attention to them. You may not pay attention to the fact that what you eat is based on the clock or the portions that happen to be served or the way that you've always eaten, but you'll have these habits and you'll keep going with them until something changes, like, say, for example, your hormones, your body. I want to say more about this after the break. You are listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Attention Inside Out Weight Loss listeners. Wouldn't it be cool to have Inside Out Weight Loss in written form? Especially in a workbook format, including all of the homework assignments, complete with space to fill it out, advancing you on your journey. Now you can. The Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook, covering the key foundational episodes 1 through 18, is now available. In fact, Chapter 1 is available absolutely for free. Just go to reneemethod.com, R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D.com, and download your free chapter. And if you'd like to buy the entire workbook, it'll cost you less than a few lattes. So just go to www.reneemethod.com and check it out. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about habits and overcoming them. So you have these habits, you've been eating this about the same way, and then something changes. Maybe it changes gradually over time. For example, you're not much of an exerciser, and as we lead a sedentary life, we lose muscle mass, and so our metabolism is going to decrease. if your eating habits are based on things like the time on the clock or the serving portion size that you've always taken or what other people serve you or the serving size that you get when you're in a restaurant or at the store or at someone's home, then as your burn rate decreases, your waistline will increase because your habits are appropriate for someone with a higher metabolism. Sometimes our metabolism can change more quickly than that. For example, in menopause or at pregnancy. These are things that women go through. Or, for example, if you have an injury and you are inactive suddenly for a while. Or perhaps in the other direction, you become very active for something. You're on vacation or something happens in your life and you're moving and you become very active and your metabolism has a spike up. Now, here's an interesting situation. Say you get really active for a short period of time by doing a lot of exercise or something about your lifestyle. Maybe it's the summertime and you're outdoors all the time. Your metabolism goes up and you notice that you're hungrier than you used to be. So in response to this hunger, you increase the amount of food that you're eating because you're so darn active. Now, the winter comes along and it's time to go inside and be more sedentary. And if you have created new habits of eating those larger portions and don't readjust, in other words, if you only readjust when your appetite increases, you adjust your intake up, then you're going to have kind of a, shall we say, robust winter. So where were we? With menopause or menstruation or sudden spikes in appetite where we feel everything has gone haywire, it's all about, perhaps, it may be about, actually, for you, reconnecting with your body and making those decisions about what and how much to eat on an interactive basis, on an ongoing basis. In other words, checking in with your body before you eat. Checking in with your body multiple times a day. This is why I encourage people to actually put their hands on their stomach, which is just below the rib cage, above the belly. Put your hands on your stomach, close your eyes, look down slightly, and tune in with your body, asking yourself the question, what would make me feel good in my body over time? Over time. In other words, for the next several hours. Because we want to change our basis for decisions from the clock. We want to change our basis from decisions about what and how much to eat from the portion that someone serves us or that we buy at the store to our body. Hey, the body. All of a sudden, the body becomes the expert. The body becomes the one that knows. And the body and only the body can give us that real-time, up-to-the-moment information. So menopause means that it's time to start tuning in and paying attention again to our body's signals. Now, that might be unpleasant if those signals aren't so nice. But remember what we said last time about towards and away from. We can run the heck away from them, but they're likely to come back because that's kind of how life works. Don't you find that? That when we have a problem, if we ignore it, it keeps coming back until we deal with it. Or the same situations keep presenting themselves to us in life over and over again until we figure out how to deal with them. Like relationships. You see people, maybe this has been your pattern, who get in relationships that end up being the same type of relationship with all different people over and over again, even though they think that they're getting a new relationship. They've just gotten a new personality, but the same dynamics. So if you're stuck in a cycle like that, you got to do something different. Anything different is better than the status quo. So menopause, and again, I don't speak from experience here, so understand that as I say this. My guess, and based on what I've seen working with clients, is that it's a real opportunity to tune back into our body, to redirect our attention inwards to what our needs are. You know, being of a childbearing age is all about being attentive to the needs of others because as a mother, that's what we do. Don't I know it? And don't they love it? So menopause represents a time when our attention is designed to turn back to ourselves. And our body is changing. So if we don't accept that invitation to pay more attention and tune in to our bodies, then it's natural that our weight will change because we're basing our decisions based on the past, dynamics of the past. And then going back to what I was saying last episode about menstruation and the kind of cravings that can happen around that time of the month, the industrial grade cravings that we can get at that time, this may not be the popular thing to say, but it's really an opportunity to take our progress to another deeper level, because that time of the month, any problems that we have, any issues that might be hard to access at other times of the month, we can just rely on that week or those days to bring them right up to the surface for all to see and enjoy. Thank you very much. What fun, huh? But it's an opportunity. If there's something that's been bugging you, say there's an objection and you just can't get it, wait until your cravings go crazy and turn towards them in that moment. I know that sounds hard, and the truth is it is hard because it's scary to do in the moment, but we've got great tools for it. We've got emotional freedom technique, the tapping. We've got deep breathing into the feeling. We've got the guided journeys. Mamma mia, we have come to the end of the show today. We're out of time, and I still haven't gotten to the listener question I wanted to address. So we will look forward to that next time. Carrying on with our theme, it's about a listener who gained a whopping 70 pounds during her pregnancy, but is afraid of going back to her desired weight. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Be sure to check out the Inside Out Weight Loss blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee. You'll find links there to the Yahoo group, which is run by listeners and is there for you to connect with other like-minded journeyers to support and be supported. You'll also find links to my website where you can purchase the guided journeys to accelerate your transformation. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to help you develop and share your abundant soul's gifts by ending, by releasing, by letting go of that old weight struggle. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
More great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.